It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Full Sport Press.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm-ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, getting to the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. When our right jerseys on the road, cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three. And me, I crash the boards. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings, cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it fast. The flow split the double, grabbed the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time even when it's...
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast featuring hosts J-Ho, Weezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back and some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports late news and topics. I am J-Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your man Coach Locke.
Weezy is out on assignment. Shout out to you, Weezy.
Holiday assignment for Weezy.
Holiday assignment. Most definitely. Cameron, how you doing, brother?
Salute
to you.
Salute. Tank dog salute.
Tank dog salute.
Tank dog salute. Yeah.
Nah.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
we won't do that around
my
here.
My bad, brother.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Cop it a moment. It's the payment.
It happens.
It's the payment.
You finna have a Ray J moment. We need it. We gonna go viral. Let's go viral.
If I start rambling or whatever, just let me know.
COE.
You know what I'm saying? COE. Look out for me, cameraman.
Episode 499. Wow, man, that's crazy. Jeez, we're making sports predictions for the year of 2024.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
You better damn know it.
And you better damn believe it.
Jeff, best of the week. Talk to the people.
Don Tripp, 12 for 12. 12 projects, 12 months of the year, 2023. Close out the year with a bang. Christopher season two. Hey, man, like, it may not be your cup of tea. Right. Yep. I get it. But any artist that puts out 12 projects in a year, 12 quality projects in a year, deserves praise, man. Shout out to Don Tripp.
Shout out to Don Tripp. That's fine. That's different. My best of the week. Fresher than your average is back, guys. Hey, we are back.
Me.
Yeah. Hey, after a real hiatus here. Nah, that was free yeah. Pub.
Real hiatus.
Real hiatus. Big boy hiatus. Back on all podcast platforms as well as YouTube. Shout out to the cameraman. Shout out to Jeff helping along. Everybody just getting it back rolling. Feels good to talk some fashion. All 2024.
Shout out to
y'all. Popping bottles all 2024. Wear your kids' cop responsibly. Coach.
Please. Better. You better.
Talk to the people, man.
My best of the week, man. DK Metcalf met the Washington Commanders wide receiver at midfield at the end of the game. And Logan Thomas's 15-year-old son is a huge DK Metcalf fan, and Logan Thomas told him, "Hey man, my son is a huge fan. He looks just like you. He's built just like you. Sorry, not looks like, but built just like you." And DK was like, "Man, for real, he'll give him my jersey." So he gave him his game jersey right there off his bat, man. That's so tough. Shout out to DK Metcalf.
That's hard. That's tough, man. Yeah. That's a real friend. Worst of the week, right back to you, Coach.
My worst of the week, female high school basketball coach gets fired over her coaching attire when she was 18 and 4.
Okay. All right.
Oh, shit. That's like, don't worry.
I thought she was going Cynthia Cooper.
I did too. I was like, oh man, Coach. Like,
nah. I'm telling you. Nah. Literally every time I'd be like,
Nah. That's wrong, man. Mm-hmm. And it's not like she was wearing like
scantily clad.
Yeah, she was just dressing up real nice, coaching the games on the sideline, and she was doing a good job. She's 18 and 4.
Right. Yeah.
So
where was she at?
I think it was in Mississippi.
Don't
quote me on that, though. Maybe I'd be wrong.
Shout out to our listeners in Mississippi.
Shout out to the Mississippi.
Y'all know.
Worst of the week for me, man, is Trevor Etienne. Damn running back one. You can go anywhere in the world. You can go any goddamn where you want to go. You can go to fuck Miami.
Yeah.
You can go to Alabama. You can go to Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Man, his brother played for Jacksonville. Hell, go play for Jacksonville
State,
football.
Jacksonville State?
Yeah, do that.
That's in Alabama, though.
Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah. No, I'm talking about Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah,
yeah. Listen, bro, he chose to go to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Our hated rival, dog.
He wanted out.
He got out.
Yeah,
he got out.
He should have been a symbol. He knew better.
Whatever, man.
He don't know no better. He'd do better if he did.
Yeah. What you got?
My worst of weeks. You know what I mean? My co-host.
Yeah.
The steerer of the ship, cameraman. You know, I made my Instagram post for the show this week.
Yeah, you did.
And Jay Ho hops up, sends me a message, says, yeah. Dog, you're a real politician.
Yeah.
You posted the clean version of what's up.
Bro, we're tax-paying adults, brother. We listen to rap music.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying?
Man, Jeff is a real politician. He had the clean version. Now, Coach, I get it. You know what I'm saying? His mamas and aunties and, you know what I'm saying, daddies following him. Yeah. Coach would post a clean every now and then. Yeah. I guess I'm the only person that posts niggas on that. Ain't nothing but cuss words on my shit.
I can't do that.
I love that Cam verse, but Cam was wild.
Yeah, he was wild.
He was wild right there.
I had bankroll on my back in the place to be.
Core money. JT for three.
Three.
Yeah. Street.
Woo, that's funny.
Oh, man. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Spotify, Beyond Pod, YouTube, and Amazon Music to catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP. Just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. J-Ho.
Yes, sir.
And Coach Locke.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys have a yellow box of Cheerios recipient for our listeners?
Yes, we do. This week's award recipient. Shout out to AB. Detroit Pistons.
God. Detroit.
Detroit basketball.
What up, though?
What up, though? All
right. The Pistons have lost their record 28 consecutive games as we record this podcast.
Damn.
Jeff, for the season, they're 2-29.
Jeez Louise.
There's no clear vision for the franchise's future. Shit. And there's no guarantee its run. Just losses will continue to stop anytime soon, man. The roots of Detroit's fall stretch from the 2008-2009 season, the year before Detroit was in the Eastern Conference Finals for the sixth straight season, losing to eventual champion Boston Celtics. Over the past 15 years, Detroit is the only team without a playoff win and has the fewest regular season wins at 454.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Cameron.
Wow. They can't be that bad, can they?
That team on paper is not this bad.
It can't be that bad. They got Bogey. Bogey missed 18 games, so he's back. They got Cade. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Motor Cade, he killing.
They better win.
Cade for the ass out.
Or, you listen, ready to sign them papers.
He missed around be on clutch. let Cade get up on clutch. You want to.
Listen.
His ass is out of there.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. If Cade drops the chicken dinner and get with the winner, you know is, hey, we out of there. And you need to get out of there now.
We're going to get our bag. We're going to make a run for Detroit.
Listen, shout out to DG. Seen DG this weekend. Yeah. DG in the city.
Yeah.
Full of New Balances. The whole family got New Balances. Yeah. Winston had on New Balances.
Right, shout out to Winston.
Shout out to Winston. I go OG. Shout out to Winston. But listen, dog, you're going to have some New Balances. You're going to get the hell out of wherever the hell you're going.
Yeah,
so you're
going to make it work.
Come on, Detroit. Get one, man. 28 is crazy. 28 straight games is crazy.
Now, hear me out, though. They went two of their first three.
They sure did.
They won two of their first three. Then the bottom fell out, cameraman.
I thought they was going to pull off the game the other night. They lost in overtime.
And they went on a 20-2 run.
That's crazy.
Dude, Boston went on a 20-2 run
in the third quarter, right?
Yeah.
For the betting people, if you've been betting $100 on a game, you'd be $100,000 up right now.
Shit's crazy, man. Shit. Shout out to Detroit, man. It's a rough but listen, the Lions, though. Lions.
They hope.
The Lions. Keep the hope alive.
I seen some on social media said that the Detroit Lions took everything for the Pistons to sacrifice.
Yeah,
Pistons was a sacrifice.
Them right.
City can't support that many winners at the same time.
No, no, man, shout out to Detroit. Damn. You guys ready to get started the first half?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
The first half is underway.
Full Sport Press.
First half, hottest sports news of the past week, like you do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press Podcast. Before we get started, I am Jay Hope.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your man, Coach Locke. Jeff, where can they find you on social media?
Good catch, Coach. I mean, it's Jay Easley 84 across all social media platforms.
My boy Jay.
Jay Hope. Jay Hope, man, on Instagram and Twitter. Let's talk on Twitter. Full conversation. We got about a day or two, my
hey,
boy.
Dog.
We got about a day or two, my boy.
Hey, dog, don't let your boy down.
Hey,
dog.
We got about a day or two,
hey,
my
man.
Boy.
Are you letting it open?
Hey, man. Hey, man. Don't let your boy down, dog.
The kingdom is open.
Don't let your boy, man.
January 1.
Hey, dog.
No, December 31st.
Hey, dog.
That's hey, right. That's
don't let
right.
your boy down, dog.
You up there?
Yeah, it's up there.
In March. You said that March.
Don't let your boy down, dog. But yeah, you can find me on social media at lock underscore the great. That's THJ. Get at me.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's enough, damn Jeff, with that chairman dog ass man. All right,
it is come week on. 17, aka the FSP, Fantasy Football Super Bowl
Super
week.
Bowl.
All right, it is the battle of the number one seed, CM, see you later, one time for Chaz, versus the number two seed, Hair Joy, one time for AB. They have been number one and two pretty much all of the year, running roughshod over the league. The two best teams will square off in the championship round. It is a close call by projections, and we will have your winner next week as well as your championship voice note, as we
yeah,
always do.
Yeah, if we can get AB on the line, we got to get AB on the line.
Well, Chaz may win.
Or Chaz.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I can get Chaz on
yeah,
the
Chaz
line.
Chaz
sure.
on the line. Yeah. So that is. Anyway, forget it. Everybody, just, you know, come back next year. Yeah. I will be back better than ever, P.O. Sorry you came up short.
I know you have.
Call me out. Yeah, he's still sitting at the table, baby. Look at the kids' table. Hey, one day, you'll be that big dog. One day. Let's move on to boxing.
Mm-hmm.
The day of reckoning, Coach Locke, has passed in Saudi Arabia. The day of reckoning card, the long discussed day of reckoning card, that showed Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder as co-features. Anthony Joshua, hell of busy in the bargain, cameraman, with the TKO stoppage of Otto Wallin, dominant fashion by Anthony Joshua. Oh, but Deontay Wilder showed up in great shape.
Showed up and didn't show out.
Yeah, he did not show out, though. Great shape, you know, his best shape, his best weight since before the Tyson Fury fights. Yeah. Came to the ring looking kingly in his crown. And proceeded to lose all 12 rounds.
Yeah, like he didn't win a round.
He didn't win a damn round.
If it's the king, he wins the crown.
J-Hope, you would be hard-pressed to find 30 to 45 seconds of consistent winning from Deontay Wilder in that fight. Damn, he did not come to play. At round 10, he had landed only 17 power punches.
Damn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not mentioning the person who he's fought, Joseph Parker. Mm-hmm. He deserves to be mentioned because he won that fight fair and square. Coach Locke, this was supposed to be a setup for a super fight between Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder. Mm-hmm. What is next for the heavyweight division of boxing?
Well, we know Fury's out there. Yeah, boy. I mean, that's what Anthony Joshua got to go now. Okay. There's no Deontay Wilder. He needs to go on and hang the gloves up, dog. Yeah, yeah. After that showing, it's time. And it's just showing that you could tell he was not a boxer first from his youth. Yeah. It's all showing. Yeah. And we all knew that watching him fight. He was just always swung wild, just like relying on that one power punch. Yeah. And it was a strong punch. Now, what I will give him credit for, though, is he does have a mean chin. Because he took a couple of them, and I was like, I'm surprised he's still standing. Yeah. But it's time for Wilder to go on and hang him up. And when they need to go on and Saudi Arabia, go on and pay the money or give them the money, make it happen. Let's get Joshua and Tyson Fury together. Yeah. Go and get it out the way.
Yeah. Ain't no other fights. I just want to talk about Deontay Wilder. That's crazy. 38, man. It's time to go on here and hang it up. You got children. Be a daddy to these kids, dog. Chance of making a comeback, being a champion again, super slim.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Coil Ray Slim.
No, that's Slim.
Slim.
That's pretty damn slim. Slim.
Yeah,
Slim Jim.
Yeah, Slim Jimmy.
Thin mint.
Yeah, thin mint. Yeah, the thinnest. Yeah, but here's the thing: Wilder came out and said that, you know, I got to find my killer instinct again.
It's over. It's gone.
I'm too at peace. I'm too happy. When I had that dog in me, nobody had a chance. End quote. Here's the thing. You was poor, then.
The dog gone.
Yeah, the dog goes with
bingo.
Poor. Yeah, you too rich.
You went from a stray to a Frenchie dog.
Come on, man. And that's one of those things. You sleeping, you know what I'm saying? Your thread count different. You wake up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got your water different. Yeah. You know, the shower pressure.
Yeah.
Hit different. Yeah. Your life is different, dog. Yeah. So, nah, it's over with. Just he might need to figure out enough. Maybe, you know what he need to do? Get into wrestling. He'll be a good wrestler, dog.
Yeah, possibly. I can see that. Yeah. Good attraction.
Yeah.
I'll make it quick. A couple of things I noticed. If you guys remember Emmanuel Stewart, he was the corner man for Lance Lewis. And when he was a broadcaster on HBO, he would always say, you can tell the fighter who's ready to fight how they come to the ring. Mm-hmm. And what he meant was, when the fighter takes off his robe and everything, his overshirt when he fights, if he's bone dry, he's not there to fight. Because he wasn't doing anything before the fight started. Now, the fight did start after midnight, almost 1 a.m. in Saudi. I know they could play a part in it, but when Deontay Wilder got to the ring, bone dry, like he just woke up that morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't ready to fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New corner man, he's trying to learn how to be a boxer at 36, 37, 38 years old. And like Coach Locke said, boxing was not your first thing. And it shows. He was blessed with a right hand that few have ever seen.
Yeah, it was a blessing.
But the skill set that it takes as different things dwindle in your athleticism, he doesn't have, and it shows. But the thing is, yeah, he's talked about retirement, which means he probably should go ahead and retire before he gets embarrassed, like most boxers do. Mm-hmm. They stay around one or two fights too long. But Saudi Arabia's throwing around too much money.
Yeah, it's bag too
and
crazy.
He's going to get another bag.
Got to go get that.
And he's going to get paid to fight somebody else, and it's going to look bad. So all praises to him. Hope he gets his together. Hope he takes some time.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers, but that was rough to watch.
Damn. Man. I ain't even watched that. It's crazy. All right, before we start with halftime, let's talk some NFL. In a nutshell, former NFL running back Rashard Mendenhall said that white people aren't good at football. That's what he said, man. I wanted to make it real concise. The NFL should schedule a segregated game to prove his theory wrong or right.
Dude.
That was it.
Oh, my God. He said that.
That's what he said.
I know. And he said some more, too.
Yeah.
I'm tired of mediocre players.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Yeah. I'm better than your GOAT. He also said that.
Now, former Titans linebacker Will Compton recently came up with an NFL lineup that consists of only white players. The internet has scheduled and put together a team full of black players. We are also taking the Samoan players and all mixed players.
Yeah.
So we got that Patrick. Identify as black.
We got Patrick.
So if you identify as black, we got you. So I mean we got Patrick.
We got Patrick.
We mean we got Tua. Yeah. We got Penei Sewell.
We got Patrick. Yeah.
We good. We got what's my man's name? Talanoa Hufanga. We got all that.
They don't have a secondary.
Yeah, they do it.
They ain't got no corners.
They ain't got no corners.
They got Harrison Smith.
That's it. And they said they're going to see Mac. Well, anyway.
I
play both ways. We kicking it off with cameraman. Coach, who will win this game?
Oh, man, it's not even close, dog.
Yeah.
Because okay, like you said, they going Harrison Smith to safety.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
But you still got to put somebody in them corners. Mm-hmm. And you got Justin Jefferson over there. Come on, I'm just going with current. Yeah. I don't even go, current.
Yeah.
You got Justin Jefferson over here if you want. You got Tyreek Hill over there if you want. You got Deebo Samuel over there if you want. Yep. You got Devontae Adams over there if you want. Yep. You got Stephon Diggs over there if you want.
Come on, man.
We ain't even talking about the quarterbacks. We got something about the wideouts.
Yeah.
And then the running backs, I mean, they got C-Mac.
They got C-Mac.
That's cool.
They got C-Mac.
But there's a lot of running backs we got.
They got C-Mac, and then they got Will Shipley. He played Clemson.
I mean, that ain't enough.
Yeah, that hell no, it ain't enough.
It's not enough.
C-Mac's a lot, though.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you where they got it. So they got us a wide receiver and tight end.
They got us a tight end.
The guy's wide receiver, tight end.
We got wide receiver.
Wide receiver?
Y'all.
You going to put the tight ends at wide receiver?
A collective. They got a good collective of white wide receivers.
What? Thielen and Cooper Kupp.
No. Puka Nacua with them.
Puka Nacua. He ain't proven enough yet.
Puka Nacua with them.
Puka Nacua.
Tight end.
Five.
Tight end. It's going to be a five.
Tight end.
Travis Kelce.
But.
Kittle.
Hockenson.
We got Waller. Right. We got Pitts.
Yeah. We got KP. And we got Waller. Waller hamstring.
We got Waller. We got Pitts.
We got a bad hamstring.
We got Max Crosby, too, though.
We got Max Crosby.
We might have to have
we
Mad
take
Max,
Max
Crosby.
Y'all know what I'm saying? They can have both Bosa's. We got Max Crosby.
I think Mad Max with us.
He's with us.
He got Muhammad Ali on his stomach, dog.
And Kobe.
Yeah, we got Max. And he can freestyle.
And on top of that, he pulled a cigar like a. Hey, man. Yeah. Listen, but.
We got Tomlin.
We got Tomlin.
We got Tomlin. We got EB as our offensive coordinator. And we got D'Amico Ryan's our defensive coordinator.
Let's go home.
We going home.
Let's go home.
They going home.
Yeah.
We going home.
Ain't done nothing. If Tom Brady ain't walking through that
they
door.
Got Andy Reid. He will be for them.
They do got Andy.
They got Andy Reid.
They do got Andy.
They got Belichick a defensive coordinator.
I ain't scared of that. I'm scared of that. Nah, he offensive coordinator. Okay.
That's a lot. But he ain't got nobody to throw it to.
Man, this is the thing. They ain't got no secondary.
Yeah, it's over with.
We good.
We just go out on the top. Number one round every time.
Yeah.
Go on top. Tyreek Long.
Over with.
49-7, respectfully.
Yeah.
Man, I'm talking about that seven is garbage time. Chew the clock off.
They said C-Mac got to play both sides.
Safety and running back
one. They going to put Chase Kelce right.
They going to realize.
They need one more wide receiver.
It's Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, they got Cooper Kupp.
They finna get Cooper DeJean now. Cooper DeJean play an hour. He fine.
He nice.
He is.
They got Thielen.
Yeah, I mean,
slot.
I ain't gonna lie. They got my white boy Ricky Purcell that played Florida. He gonna be a top 30 wide receiver. And he white. Austin Pierce.
Brock Bowers.
That's tight end. They got plenty of
tight ends. They got tight end code.
I'm telling you, the boy. Ricky Purcell, he nasty. That's Austin nasty. Pierce, play for the Colts.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah. We can beat that, though.
Still ain't.
We got him. 49-7.
Yeah.
We blowing the doors off there.
They got both Bosa's.
They got some ends
now.
Man, cameraman got both Bosa's.
Yeah. We got Panay on the right side.
Yeah. We got Trent.
We got Trent on the left.
We got Trent.
Got Trent Wilfers.
Tristan Wirfs.
Tristan Wirfs.
And we got
Aaron
Donald.
It's Tristan Wirfs. Our
D tackles. Yeah. We got
linebackers?
We got AD. Yeah. Then we got Miles. And then on the other end,
who's going to be our other end?
Man, played with y'all. Play Florida State.
Oh,
Burns.
Yep.
Burn.
Thibodeau. We got Thibodeau. We can put Thibodeau out there.
We got Big Q.
Yeah.
Bless you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bless you. We're going to be all right. You guys ready to get started with halftime?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime! It is the FSP, or the Jeff. Top 7 power NBA power rankings.
The Jeff.
It is the Jeff. Let's get it going, cameraman. All right. The League Pass Legend of the Week. I omitted that last week, so my mistake is the Orlando Magic. Faltering a little bit. Still putting up a great fight. P5, as Jay said and I said, is going to be an all-star this year. So if you got a League Pass, check out Orlando Magic game, man. It's really, really, really fun to watch. Okay. At number 7. Somebody called 12. Mm-hmm. The Memphis Grizzlies. Winners of 4-5. Mm-hmm. Got the cornballs on sports media. Losing their shit. Because Ja Morant is being Ja Morant each and every game. They're having a little fun. Dancing a little bit. They want him to be Carlton Banks. It is what it is. Yeah. Now, T. Morant, that's a whole other story. T. Morant's a lot to deal with. But Ja, somebody called 12. All right. Number 6. Oklahoma City Thunder. They snapped the Clippers winning streak this week. But also had an inexplicable loss to the Lakers.
They called T. Morant NBA Young Dad.
They
should have.
That's fun.
They should have.
My bad.
Go that ahead. Dance on the sideline, it's a lot, T. You got to relax.
Come on, T.
But yeah, the Thunder at number 6. Number 5, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Ant Edwards on the tear at 44 against Dallas. Still had, the second best overall starting five in the NBA right now. It belongs in Minnesota. Number 4, the Miami Heat. Winners of 4 straight, big win on Christmas Day without Jimmy Butler. Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero.
Balling.
I don't know if it's
in the process of B-O-O-C-ing.
Oh, my God.
When's that time you heard that?
For those asking what that means, that's balling out of control.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Shout out to Tyler Hero. Oh, Jack Harlow must be about to drop an album. That's probably why he's balling like this. No, they're homies. So, shout out to him. Number 3, the Milwaukee Bucks. Had a slip up on Christmas Day.
We all do.
Against the Knicks. But they all winners of 9 of their last 10. Impressive. Impressive. Number 2, the Boston Celtics.
Baller.
Also winners of 9 of their last 10.
I would have had them at 1.
No, you wouldn't. Just avoid Steph Curry at all costs if you're Boston.
Yeah.
Porzingis is back.
Yeah, they've been balling.
Derek White.
Balling.
Playing like a fringe all-star.
He came home, cut the hair off.
Came home. Went home. Got his confidence.
Yeah. Balling.
Balling. Took the headband off. He's been a menace on the court.
He liked that.
And number 1.
Yeah.
Winners of 6 in a row.
Yeah.
9 of their last 10.
Yeah.
Don't look now. They're healthy.
Yeah.
The Denver Nuggets. Big Yoke Dog.
Big Yoke Dog, man.
Putting up a statistical nightmare for the NBA. But don't look now. They healthy. Oh, shit. Don't look now. They're rolling.
I don't think nobody's scared of them.
You don't have to be. It's going to be quick work for you, though. It's just don't look now. They're healthy. And that is the FSP or the Jeff. Top 7 NBA power rankings. You ready to get started with the second half?
Let's get it.
Let's do it.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer. All lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The second half is underway.
Full Sport Press.
Second half, the 2024 prediction show. I am J.O.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your man Coach Lop.
Cameraman, it's another year in the books, guys. Mm-hmm. 2023 in the rearview mirror. It's time to look ahead. Plenty is on the sports docket for 2024, with the new year set to usher in new champions, underdogs, and surprises. Now, the closer we inch towards January, the more the unknown comes into view in honor of the new calendar. We are here to make bold predictions for what awaits this upcoming year. We'll kick things off. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, come
at
on.
At least
man.
You know. Yeah, at least, right. At least you know what was coming your right. way. You know?
Right. We'll kick things off with some NFL bold predictions. Jeff, give me your one bold prediction for the NFL.
Defenses have caught up to offenses. And I think next 2024 season, my bold prediction is we're going to see a run of run-heavy offenses start to return to the NFL.
So two running backs, maybe three running backs.
Well, more so along the lines of now, I think it's, what, 70-30 when it comes to passing the run. Mm-hmm. That's going to catch up to a 60-40, almost 50-50, maybe even a 60-40 other way split. Mm. Because defenses are made – players now become so agile, so quick, so fast, and smaller than they used to be that a power running team, of course, you got to have a good defense to do this because you can't get behind. But a power running team can cause havoc in the NFL right now. And I think teams are starting to realize that. Mm.
Coach, talk to me. Give me your one bold prediction.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that the Chicago Bears will make the playoffs next season.
I bet that narcotic last year, Coach.
I stayed away from them type of predictions.
I think they're going to get a little help on the O-line.
Yeah.
They're going to get a top pick.
Yeah.
Not two. The top pick, but that actually depends on how it plays out there. Yeah.
Two top
so you can go get you two O-linemen because that's all they need. They need help on the O-line. And then,
you'll get a playmaker.
Yeah. One of the picks is Marvin Harris. You can book it.
My bold prediction for the NFL is more than 17 starting quarterbacks from this year will be on another team in 2024. Whoa. 17. That's 32. There isn't a more important position than QB1. Clearly, we know that. But it's also we've came to the conclusion of as well is there's nothing more important than a backup quarterback as well. Yeah. So, in turn, you got proven free agents like Kirk Cousins. You got a few notable names that will be available via trade, Kyler Murray. And then you got Sam Howell, gone. Ryan Tannehill, gone. Desmond Ridder, gone.
Don't do my dog.
Russ, gone.
Gone already.
Carr, gone.
Yeah, got cut Carr.
Yeah. Jimmy, gone.
Better believe it.
Come on, man. I can keep going.
Nah, I'm with you so far.
Yeah.
Bro. I'm trying to get
Geno's to 17. Geno's playing his way right back into the starting lineup. But Drew Lock came in, and people really looked at Drew Lock like, okay, Drew Lock can play. He can't play. He's a turd.
Yeah, he's trash.
Yeah.
The Giants. You said Giants quarterback?
Giants probably. Yeah, but the
They just paid him.
Though. I think they're going to bring him back one more.
Shit, they just played Derek Carr.
There's going to be so many coaches fired next week.
Yeah,
it's going to be insane.
Black Monday going to be rough.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be even more QBs traded. So 17 new quarterbacks next year.
Woo, okay.
Right. All right. Moving on to NCAA college football. Bold prediction, Coach. Talk to the people.
We will not see a quarterback win the Heisman next year. It will be a. It will
hey, come
be
on,
a,
hold up. We putting in the knees.
No, not this show.
That's why they call
bold.
That's
why they call bold.
Yeah, we use bold.
Now, the first person to go for the low hanging fruit, then he's going to say, oh, he's going to low hanging fruit.
That's true.
Kevin Harhan.
See what I'm saying?
Golly.
My college football bold prediction. I'm not gonna do it. I want to be petty. Not gonna do it.
I had a bad week last week. Y'all.
It's over with. What they playing for?
No, not even playing. I'm talking about y'all recruits.
Yeah, it's rough. Got a couple leagues.
People dipping.
Yeah.
But y'all, I don't know. It's gonna be tough.
So, the transfer portal will be significantly different next season.
I said that last year. Yeah.
They're talking about
it was different.
Paying more.
Right. It's going to be – there's some people that are being paid a lot of money to figure out how to slow this down.
Yeah, they got to slow it down.
They're going to slow this down a little bit. Yeah. So the transfer portal will look like
Bobby Valentino.
Yes.
Slow down. Right, what'd he say?
I just want to get –
Louis. Right. Like he was wilding.
Yeah.
But don't turn around with that pretty right. brown thing. Dang. Is it brown or round?
Yeah. I would say round.
I think it's round.
It's round. Because that's
pretty round brown.
Yeah. Driving me wild.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't do that.
Come on, man. Man got hits. Rest in peace. My bold prediction. Florida State. Clemson. No, yeah. Florida State, Clemson, and North Carolina will all lead the ACC.
Where are they going, Jack?
First, they'll make the college football playoffs. Mockery of the system. Then the ACC network looking for a new deal.
Yeah, so
come on, man.
Yeah.
They got to get it. This is a get out of jail free card for those three teams. Mm-hmm. They will all leave for the Big Ten. Mm.
I don't think we're going to Big Ten.
That's the same thing that happens to the Pac-12.
Yeah.
They switched up their Pac-12 network stuff. Yeah. People looked. It was a get out of jail free card. You can leave if you want to leave now. They said, all right, we're going to holler. Everybody went to the Big 12.
We out.
I think this is the option for Florida State to kind of cut bait when they need to. I don't see them going to the SEC. It just doesn't make any sense because they already added Texas and Oklahoma. Yeah, it's going to be too much. So, in turn, going to the Big Ten will make a little bit more competitive balance.
We want the smoke, though.
Yeah, that's why y'all going to the Big Ten.
Wherever we go.
That's
we
why
want,
y'all going to the Big Ten.
We want the smoke wherever
yeah.
we go.
All right. Moving on to the NBA, a bold prediction, Jeff, for the NBA.
All right, bold prediction. The in-season tournament was a success to me. I do believe next year the in-season tournament will then birth a second tournament going into 2025.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You will hear whispers of a second tournament
yeah.
for the second half of the season.
It's got to be. Yeah. Because if you look at the teams that won, no need to cut you off, my bad, coach. But Pacers playing like shit. They won. I think they won two games out of their last seven. Mm-hmm. Lakers playing real bad. And I think they won three games out of this. So those teams that were super locked in to win that tourney, they kind of lost their way. They're trying to figure out their way. So they got to even it out. So I agree with that, Jeff.
Some of that's because they're sitting out.
That too.
I mean, which we knew that was going
to
happen.
Yeah, you got to.
You say as soon as this playoff is over,
yeah.
you're going to see your players sitting out.
Got to play them 65 games, though, to get Looking that max you, Kawhi, money, though.
Yeah. Looking at you, Kawhi.
Yeah.
Kawhi, come on back now.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
Need, the Clippers need you. Russ is, you know, dancing, having a good time.
Yeah, good time every game. What you got, Coach?
Jumping out on a limb again.
Okay, let's hear it. You ain't have to do that.
No, I want to.
You ain't got to.
Because my guy is on this team.
Okay.
And he's hooping. He just needs some help.
Hey, real quick. How much has Dwayne Wade let you down since he retired, bro? Do you want to talk about it?
No,
you
I
wait
don't.
Another day.
Okay, I don't want to talk about it, dog.
We got to talk about that on camera.
Yeah,
points were made. Yeah. Points were made.
Hey, man. On the court strictly.
Yeah.
That's all I got for him. The Detroit Pistons will make the play-in game next NBA season.
Oh, you jumped out the you, fucking window.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah,
now you see?
I'm
league coach.
They're going to – okay, we know they're terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to have to give them this number one pick.
They got to.
They got to figure out ways. By
they're going to have to.
Yeah. Hook a crew.
Yeah. So you're going to get somebody to go with Cade.
Yeah. They need to wait for next year.
Their whole team is point guards and centers.
Because the main event is coming next year.
Hey.
Cooper?
Cooper Flag.
Cooper Flag.
The main, that's a hard nickname because he's from Maine, the main event.
Yeah,
really, Jermaine got to get some copyright infringement stuff on some things because shit, brother.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. My NBA bold prediction.
Uh-oh.
Kevin Durant will demand a trade.
That ain't bold.
That's coming. That's two weeks.
That's right on pace.
That's right on pace. See, he would leave. He's usually leaving in situations because somebody else is leaving. You see what I'm saying?
What?
In Brooklyn, James Harden left. Kyrie left. He had no choice.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Now he's in a situation. Brad Beal is, what the hell is up with Brad Beal? They played one game together.
Can't get on the court.
Come on, man.
Book got to take that headband off.
Nah, he balling. You see? Bro, he damn near 40, 50, 90.
That's it, man.
He cooking. Anyway, you just hate him. It's all good.
It's all good.
It's light skin rage. You don't like light skin people?
I don't know. You see my family?
That's what I'm saying. But KD's of a certain age. He wants to play meaningful basketball, and he can't do that with this team because they're so calories strapped with a salary cap strapped with Bill, KD, Book. So you got to either attack the bio market crazy, which is gonna happen, but they lack the assets to make a for real trade to get them formidable. So yeah, man.
KD, point guard. They need a point guard.
They need a point guard. They need a point guard. Moving on to the WNBA, Coach. Give me a bold prediction.
After finishing 10th place this year in the WNBA, the Indiana Fever and Aaliyah Boston will make the playoffs.
Because they'll have Kalen Clark.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, they'll have Kalen Clark.
Yes.
Or Paige.
Or Paige.
Or Angel Reese.
Nah.
This is their 96 draft. That's my bold prediction.
Yeah. Or Cam Brink.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of them. Yeah. Or Haley Van Lith. It's a bunch of them.
It's a bunch. Yeah. This is my bold prediction is this is the WNBA's version of the NBA's 1996 draft.
Okay.
Or 2003 draft.
Yeah.
However you view the best draft.
Or 84.
84. Cool. 84, 96, 2003. This is going to be the WNBA's version of that.
Heard you.
With this draft class coming.
I'm going more towards the WNBA's headed to Power Five. So five super teams. With the success of the Aces and Liberty, I think every team will try to follow suit. But the thing is, they don't have Becky Hammon. And most of these teams are trying to build kind of like the Aces. But three of those girls were drafted to the Las Vegas Aces in Jackie Young and Kelsey Plum and Asia Wilson. So people are going to try it. They're going to fail formidably. The New York Liberty tried it, didn't win. But in turn, I think it'll be three more teams to try. They made it there. I mean, hell, you got two MVPs.
Yeah. They won the Commissioner's Cup.
Yeah. Right.
They did.
You know.
But it's hard to replicate what they have. That's why Becky Hammon's getting paid so much, because she's doing such a good job in that front office. If I was anybody, I would poach from that front office and get them in my front office and kind of figure out how they do it. Yep. All right, moving on to college basketball, NCAA men's basketball, bold prediction, Jeff.
I hate to say this because it isn't his fault.
Yeah.
But Cooper Flagg, anyone outside of Duke fans is going to be sick of him next year.
Ain't going to be that bad.
You're damn lying.
Ain't going to be that bad.
I'm not talking about him.
No, I'm saying it ain't going to be that bad.
Mm-mm.
It ain't gonna be. I'm telling you, we went through – there's been some great white hypes.
No, it's not even that. Yeah. It's that he's Duke and college basketball.
No, that's what I was saying. I'm telling you, Duke has a weird way of kind of like marginalizing real talent.
Duke may do that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Sports, college, networks who show college sports and college basketball who depend on that are going to – he's going to be everywhere. Because right now you have to actually search for college basketball right
you
now.
Do.
You know, if it's not on, if you're not, if you don't know where to go, normally you can turn a college basketball game on this time of year.
Yeah, and they're waiting on a guy like that.
And he's going to be everywhere.
Like Zion was.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Duke does a really good job of kind of coddling their players and not be so in the limelight. And they'll average 12 points and go to the league and average 30.
Remember that Zion and Duke game?
It was crazy. But I'm saying they also had Jason Tatum. They also had Brandon Ingram. They also had Zion. And they've coddled those guys to the point where they didn't win shit.
That's wild.
So you sit and look at it like
they didn't have them on the same team.
No, they weren't all on the same team, but they was back to back. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I'm just telling you, the people with marketing dollars are going to whatever the marketing budget is for college basketball is going behind Cooper Flagg.
I just don't think that he will do enough. I think he'll average 12 or 13 points a game. That ain't gonna be enough.
Gonna be
it ain't gonna be like how Michael Beasley or Kevin Durant was in the 30s.
Okay, them 28 at Kansas State or Texas versus 18 at Duke.
Yeah,
he ain't on prime time,
bro. Jason Tatum averaged 13 at Duke.
Man, this is what I'm telling you. Cooper Flagg gonna average 16 to 18 points a game. Nah, not doing it. This show is not on the board, cameraman. And he's gonna be everywhere in college basketball.
My NCAA bowl prediction is there will be no blue bloods that'll make the Sweet 16 again. We saw this last year. I think it's one of those things with the transfer portal. NIL will kind of even out college basketball. I think it'll happen again. You'll see Dayton. You'll see Gonzaga. You'll see Florida making a run. But you won't see your blue blood, Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina in that Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Jeff, talk to me about NCAA women's basketball. Give me a bold prediction.
The women's Final Four
with
Connecticut, South Carolina, LSU, Iowa will have more viewers than the men's Final Four.
That's third year in a row.
And championship game combined.
I got you. Yeah. I can dig that. My bold prediction. Judea, Skies, Watkins will have a Carmelo Anthony freshman run.
I can see that.
I'm telling you.
I want to switch to that.
Woo! She averaged 26.
Juju.
Yeah, Juju.
Yeah.
Juju. Yeah.
She averaged, my bad. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Juju Watkins. Juju Watkins. Yeah. Judea, Skies, Watkins. I didn't know Juju was 6'2". Yeah, for sure.
I realized she was that tall when she was standing next to Bronny.
Bro, she's 6'2". At 6'2". And buckets. I remember, and I'm watching her in high school as a sophomore when she first got to Sierra Canyon, because that was the same time Bronny got there and was actually playing. That's when they had Amari Bailey. Yeah. And I'm watching the girls' game. Bailey. Yeah,
that's my dog.
Amari Bailey.
That's my dog right there.
Damn, that's tough sledding. Too much too soon for Amari Bay. We'll talk about that another day. But I'm watching Juju, and I'm like, bro, she going her own pace. Like, it was too easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She out there playing in a mask. This is right around COVID. Yeah, let you know what was going on.
They was all playing in
masks. And she was just like, just going through. And then I'm thinking, like, that shit, she got to speed that shit up when she go to college. Coach, she's playing the same speed and averaging 26 a game.
Like Luka.
She's second in the country in scoring.
It's like Luka.
Bro, she about to boot 50, 40, 90 this year as a freshman. Bro, they're 11-0. USC is 11-0.
Talk to me. She's already clutch affiliated. Yeah.
They're going to start letting them
win it. Yeah, she's time with clutch.
They're going to start letting them win it done. She's
going to be the one to push their to test their rule.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, and she is clutch affiliated. Yeah. So if you look at it, their home games are highly attended. Hell, it's, you know, Chris Brown's there. Yeah. They're coming to the games more than the men's game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, man, she's playing at a special pace. Godspeed to that lady. And she is
never forget Wayne for that.
Moving on to Major League Baseball. Coach, give me a bold prediction.
My bold prediction for baseball is the Cincinnati Reds will make the playoffs.
Okay.
They were baseball's most exciting team going into the playoff break.
Yeah.
I'm starting that playoff all-star break. Mm-hmm. Everybody thought they was going to make a run, and they fell a little short and ended with season 82-80. But I see them making the playoffs at the wild card spot next year.
Heard you. My boy Hunter Green plays for the Cincinnati Reds. Cold pitcher. Jeff.
All right. I got two. This is the year that the Nashville market, Nashville, Tennessee, that buzz starts to get a little bit louder about Nashville getting a expansion team and or team moving away from their home. MLB is coming to Nashville.
Okay.
And Atlanta Braves will win the World Series.
Wow. It's a wild,
okay. I like that.
My bold prediction for baseball is Shohei Ohtani will still win NL MVP. That he isn't going to pitch. All he has to worry about is hitting right now.
Yeah.
And, dude, can you imagine if you just – that dude can just focus on hitting.
Yeah.
If you look at his 160 game pace from last year, his numbers are very similar to Ronald Acuna, who won NL MVP in 2023. This is going to be a special year for Shohei. Hey, this is the thing with a player like that. He's been in the light his entire career. So playing in LA is a different stratosphere of light, but it won't matter to him. Because he's just playing baseball, and he doesn't even have to worry about pitching. So, just hitting, Shohei Ohtani will win NL MVP.
Like it.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to boxing, a bold prediction for boxing, Jeff.
All right. We talked about the Day of Reckoning card. Saudi Arabia has broken the mold and will continue to influence boxing to a way they will now lure a lot of big fights that were Vegas-bound to Saudi Arabia, and the cards will look different, which will be better for boxing because we will now have more. A lot of people don't know this or pay attention to this. They had three champions on that card.
Mm-hmm.
Bivol, who beat Canelo last, was the third main event, then Wilder, then Joshua. They will put on more cards that's similar to that, which in turn makes it more attractive of spending your $70, $80, $90, $100 on a boxing card instead of waiting for one main event fight. Mm-hmm. So that will be Saudi Arabia's influence in boxing will continue to skyrocket.
Coach?
Speak to what Jeff said. I just hope they get the timing right, because watching the boxing match at 3 o'clock in the afternoon was weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's different.
That's midnight there, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's just weird watching the fight. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wouldn't it make more sense for the Saudis to come here and just put some money behind something here?
They can't put that show on.
That's Yeah, for us.
Yeah.
But for them, think about what you want to bring people
that's true.
To you.
Right.
That's true.
And you know, they got the better
amenities.
You know, they got the amenities.
The amenities.
Yes, they roll it out.
They taking care of you over there.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Trust and believe.
My boxing prediction is that Tyson Fury loses the belt in 2024.
He really got beat this year.
He did.
He got beat this year.
He did.
Francis.
Yeah.
Shout out to Francis.
He did.
Yeah. My bold prediction is for Shakur Stevenson.
Uh-oh.
He shows greatness this year. I think he'll have to go to 140, dog. He going to have to touch that 140, not that 147.
Nah.
Stay the hell away from 147. Nah. That's the boogeyman right there. You stay away from 147.
Leave Terrence Crawford alone.
But you go at 140, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
Go get Devin Haney 140 this year.
I like it.
Mm. It's got to
happen.
It
ain't going to happen, but I like it.
That's my bold prediction.
I like it, though.
Because he's going to win another fight the beginning of this year.
Yeah, he's going to have to.
And then I think that sets up him for Haney.
Haney running.
Right around May, June.
Haney doing it running,
only man. Only thing that's going to stop you, I love that prediction, is Haney's going to fight Garcia. Yeah. Haney's going to fight Ryan Garcia.
When, though?
That's going to be
March, February.
February, March. I would say probably safely March.
They're
negotiating now.
That makes sense. March. And then he'll fight again in December, November.
Okay. But then
you saying he might lose to Garcia?
I'm saying Tank doesn't have a dancing partner then. Tank got to fight somebody.
So is he going to fight Shakur?
Hell no.
That would be if Shakur stays the same where he is right now, that's all he has left.
That's all he got left.
Yeah, so
that'd be bad for Shakur.
Yeah. Or he's going to fight or Tank will convince Inoue, who we talked about
hell no.
To move up. I don't know if y'all saw him Tuesday morning at 3 a.m., mm-hmm. but that's a bad
I saw a
boy.
Clip.
It's a bad mamma jamma right there. That's power against power. Now, will his power move up or is he moving weight? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the fight that will my bold prediction. If Tank fights Inoue, that fight will break every boxing record pay-per-view gate that we have.
So why don't Terrence Crawford fight Boots? And what is he waiting on?
If I'm being honest, Boots' name ain't big enough.
Okay.
Boots can't headline a pay-per-view by himself.
No, he can't.
So if it were an instance where Boots could headline a pay-per-view by himself, now here's what would do that. Let's say somehow Errol Spence doesn't take the rematch clause, which you already activated. Let's say it doesn't happen, and Errol Spence fights Boots, and Boots beats Errol Spence on pay-per-view.
Yeah, then we
all bets off then.
Yeah, we good then.
All bets off then.
Yeah. And last but not least, we're definitely kicking things off with this. Wrestling bold prediction. We keep this on here for you, Jeff.
All right.
Shout out to 808s.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right. So here's the thing. AEW is in bad shape right now. Tony Khan, endless wallet, endless, you know, funds. He can do what he wants. You know, his family owns the Jaguars and a soccer team, things like that. So there's not a worry about the money.
Mm-hmm.
But when you lose three of your biggest stars in the 12-month calendar, you lose Cody Rhodes, you lose Jade Cargill, and you lose CM Punk in roughly 18 months. You're hurting. You're
hemorrhaging. Right.
Yeah, you're hemorrhaging.
Viewership is down 18% year over year. You're barely selling. You don't sell out any arenas as far as for your weekly shows. You're down. They only had 3,000 seats sold in the Bridgestone Arena. Goodness. This is bad.
Damn, dog.
They're in bad shape. And their contract comes up this year with TNT.
Mm.
My bold prediction is if Tony Khan does not get help to help him book the shows, which come up with the matches and write the storylines, AEW will be out of business by 2025.
Wow.
That's a bold prediction.
Yeah.
Coach.
If you smell. The Rock is going to return to WWE in 2024.
Okay.
All right. It's not bad.
I like
WrestleMania
that.
Could happen.
Yep. I like that.
It could happen. Him and Reigns at WrestleMania 40.
My bold prediction is Vince McMahon will retire 100% in 2024. Done.
That's the boldest prediction of them all. Vince died.
I think so. Because he retired. I mean,
he was forced.
He retired already. And then they saying he's selling some stuff and doing a bunch of this, you know.
Yeah.
But I think he would leave just be an ambassador of sorts in 2024, fully retired.
Vince got the cane.
With that dog mustache.
Mustache.
He got the Kenny Smith mustache going.
Yeah, come on.
He looked nuts.
Come on, Vince.
Yeah. And that is 2024 predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Any resolutions for anybody?
It's a great one. I'm rolling with the same one, man. Just continue to make the right decisions.
Yeah.
you know, just pray for health and wealth. Mm, all it. Of my friends and family, dog.
That's yeah. it.
That's yeah. it.
That's it.
Yeah, when you get to a certain age, that's all you.
That's all you can ask for. Yeah. Man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Woo! For cameraman, sure. You got one. No, no, I'm talking about you got
do you have any new year resolution?
Are you in charge of the girl?
Drink well and responsibly. That's what you felt. That's your resolution for the year. You finna kick it this
all
year.
All right.
Good. Two things can be true.
Very true.
Yeah.
And that is our prediction show, guys.
It is.
Happy New Year, man.
Be safe, please.
Please.
If you are like cameraman, drink it. Drink responsibly.
Yeah.
Call an Uber.
Yeah, man.
Call a Lyft.
It's amateur.
Get a designated driver.
Well, if you're watching this, you actually did call an Uber or a Lyft.
Yeah.
Or you stayed your ass at home.
Yeah. That's the thing, too, man. You get of a certain age, too. Might need to start staying away from certain situations and bring the party to you.
Yes.
Don't go to the party. That's how, when you get of a certain age,
because
it's amateur hour
on
New Year. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, man. So, again, from the guys, Happy New Year. We will see you guys. In 2024.
Yes, we will.
Lord willing. Just Lord willing.
Yeah, Lord willing.
Lord willing.
Lord willing. Lord willing. Now, two is the question throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment, give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page, on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe. More importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
Tell your friend to look out for boxes on the floor.
Yeah. I came in.
Right, you were wondering. I said, damn, Jeff. What happened, dog?
Man, that's crazy.
Tell a friend.
Yeah. Coach.
Get a drum song.
Sure. Jeff.
The camera is always on.
Man, literally. Not at your house. Cameraman, the Revolution will be podcasted. We are out.
This is to the Full Sport Press podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The Revolution will be podcasted.